In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their exploration of Jewish music.
Yehuda Hanani, we've been talking about Jewish music, and I must say, you've been opening my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't know about. However, I did want to ask about one sort of thing that doesn't compute to me, which is that obviously religious Jews do not permit anything that is secular on their holidays. So, for example, you can't ride the elevator, or you can't push the button, or you can't do
on the
this.
Sabbath.
On the Sabbath,
right?
Yeah. We were talking about cantorial music the last time we got together, and I'm saying to myself, well, if you can't play music on the Sabbath, then why? What about the cantor who is doing this magical stuff?
The cantor is using his voice. It's like talking. There are different categories of work. You know, you're not supposed to do work on the Sabbath. You're not supposed to create anything on the Sabbath because creation was completed, and now it's the time to just rest and marvel at it. So there are all sorts of reasons why music is forbidden, apart from the fact that we are mourning the loss of the temple. If a string breaks, you will have to replace it. There's always some work involved in producing music on an instrument.
Yehuda, another question that comes to mind is that of the stream of longing that comes through Jewish music.
If you asked me to identify Jewish music through the joy, through the, you know, the merrymaking of the klezmer, there's always a strain of longing. And it's,
what do you mean by longing?
Well, it's at the heart of Jewish tradition because it's at the heart of Jewish history. Jewish history is suspended between the glorious past and the glorious messianic era to come. So it's between remembrance and anticipation. The present doesn't count. It has no theological relevance. So admitting that you are content, I'm sure you're familiar with this Jewish phenomenon, admitting that you are content at the present, that you're enjoying it, is irreverent. It's unrighteous because it diminishes the elation that we reserve for the great future. There are many, many, many jokes about it. Shall I tell you one?
Sure.
Well, a Jewish lady is in the train. She's lying on the berth. It's a night ride, and above her there's a young student. And every time he's about to doze off, fall asleep, she goes, "Oy, am I thirsty?" And he turns around and he's about to fall asleep, and she goes again, "Oy, am I thirsty?" So finally, he cannot take it anymore. He goes down, he goes to where this little fountain is with those little water cups. And he comes back with water and he gives it to her and she thanks him and he climbs up again and he's just about to go to sleep. And she says, "Oy, was I thirsty?"
the whole concept, though, of longing, we all know what longing can mean.
Of course.
It comes right out of your kishkas.
It sure does. And I have a piece of music that is pure longing. It is unbelievable. It's called Hebrew Melody for Violin by a composer named Ahron. And I would love for all our listeners to hear it. Hebrew Melody by Ahron.
That was Alan Shartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.